Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. President Beta, Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid, Han Miller. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
From the Dayton family.
Baby, this your boy, Aldo.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy, C-Mur, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call the number at 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
Episode 60 of the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show. And tonight, you know what I'm saying, my brother Six, he's going to co-host this shit with me. I'm going to bring him on right now. What's up, Six?
Hey, what's happening?
Devil Six, for those of you motherfuckers that don't know. You need some artwork, you got to get at him. Well, shit, our guest tonight, man, he needs no introduction. This is the brother from Nodus, you know what I'm saying, representing Detroit 20-plus years. Man, this mastermind, the last time you heard him, he was on episode 2. Here we are, episode 60 already. Man, what's up, mastermind? How you doing, brother?
What up, though? What's good, man?
Man, it's good to see you still making music. That's what's good. You know what I'm saying?
It's because good to still be making music, man. On the real. It ain't like I never went nowhere, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just on some underground shit. That's what it is.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, man. Now, you put out a lot of product on your own over the years, man, as well as, you know, with Nodus. Man, how many solo albums you dropped so far?
Shit, I believe it's 8. I'm working on the 9th one as we speak. You know what I'm saying? And I've been having a blast building the catalog these last couple years, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Giving the people what they want, you know? Wicked should have never died. I said it, now I got to prove it.
Yeah, man, and you have been proving it. It's crazy. I just posted up a review I did for your the Mind's Eye album on Murder Dog back in 2000, I believe. And
no doubt.
It's fucking nuts that's 13 years ago, but what's even more fucking nuts is Life After Death was 20-plus years ago, man. Man, congratulations on that longevity, man, for real.
Damn, dog, that's what it is, man. It's just a big up to the fans, man, who just been supporting me all this time, you know. It's a whole generation of music, you know, I done did, you know. Just look at the body of work, and you can tell that I love to do what the fuck I do, you know what I'm saying? And like I say, I'm glad to still be making this shit pop, you know, making moves these days. And it's crazy that it was 13 years ago you did that review. You know what I'm saying? I'm still feeling young as ever, but, you know,
Time
goes on and everybody gets better, so, you know.
Hey, man.
Mind's Eye was my first fucking album, so, like, I was deep in the game before I made my first album. I was, like, 8 years into the game before I made a solo album, so.
Yeah.
It's real crazy.
It is, man, and it was, I believe I gave it a pretty solid review. It was a real solid album, too. I mean, it's timeless.
Shit is
timeless.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
I pride myself on being, you know, timeless and making the type of music you could just go back and listen to and still get the same feeling you had when you first popped it open. You know what I'm saying? And Mind's Eye, that's a classic album, man. Can't wait to reprint that shit.
Tell me about that. Are you going to be able to have your own catalog that you put out?
Absolutely. That's mine. The Mind's Eye. That's mine.
Mm. That's good shit, man.
Yeah.
It's real good shit. Because, you know, I interview so many people, and so many people don't have their masters, don't have their music, you know, so it's good to have that catalog.
Right, yeah, it happens to a lot of artists like that, man. You know, sometimes motherfuckers be real hungry, and they got to do what they got to do to get it out there, and, you know, they trade masters, you know what I mean? But, you know, it happens to the best of us, you know. I don't own my whole catalog, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm building one right now as we speak, so, you know, I handle that business when the time comes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Well, you sent me some music. I'm going to break off into a song real quick. I think we're going to go Step Right Up, man. Why don't you tell me about this song?
Step Right Up. Oh, yeah. Off the latest album, The Masterpiece, produced by my man, Air Jensen. Just one of them grimy-ass tracks, man, that I'm known for. You know, the wicked gangster type shit, you know. Real hit on the road last year, you know. We was bringing down the house with that one. So I'm real proud of that one. Step Right Up, Masterpiece.
Here it is right here.
Yes, sir.
Shit ain't all good, it's grimy. Mastermind, he a paranormal nigga. Ghost hunter, come find me in the streets of Detroit, where I'm more than just a B-boy. Hey, I'm the demon that Deacon trying to destroy. The force they trying to fight against, yes, I am convinced. Getting away with murder, no evidence, no fingerprints. The meanest is the devil himself, I hold the belt. All they can do now is just pray and hope for help. Motherfucker, poisonous hellraiser. I'm the noisiest out here, making suicidal choices. Never die, but I will. Going out, letting them know what's real. Light a blunt or a bowl, let the truth unfold and be revealed. I got nothing to lie about, put your bullshit on timeout. Swear to God, I'm about to lose it. Suicidalist, I'm out. Nothing lasts forever. Kiss my ass forever. Permanent vacation to the other side, cause I hate the bad weather. Right up, what can I do you for? Oh, it's fuck me and fuck you. The bill is useful. They hate I'm ahead of time, it's space, and they moving slow. I love it, didn't know. Death could be so beautiful. Right up, what can I do you for? Oh, it's fuck me and fuck you. The bill is useful. They hate I'm ahead of time, it's space, and they moving slow. I love it, didn't know. Death could be so beautiful. Fuck I wanna do, everything I plan to do. Keep adding shit to the main room, till they lock me in a goddamn suit. Breaking out the box, how you gonna tame a wild animal? I know, you scared of what you don't know, and that's understandable. I'm here to put you up to speed. These motherfuckers need to know how not to bleed. Survive a homicide, tough guy, hide your pride. Do not try to be something you're not. Murderize, don't let me drive. So when I ride by 3-8, hit him with a high five. Target practice, start some shit and I smash it. I don't believe in you like I don't believe in magic. Let him have it. I'm sick, skip the therapy and straight to medication. My mind racing, Satan chasing me to my destination. I'm just making it clear, so you know I'm killing shit. It's over for him. See y'all at the funeral. Right up, what can I do you for? Oh, it's fuck me and fuck you. The bill is useful. They hate I'm ahead of timeless space and they moving slow. I love it, didn't know. Death could be so beautiful. Right up, what can I do you for? Oh, it's fuck me and fuck you. The bill is useful. They hate I'm ahead of timeless space and they moving slow. I love it, didn't know.
If you're just tuning in right now, it's the Murder Master Music Show, episode 60. Special co-host Devil Six. You know what I'm saying? It's Mastermind. That track right there, man. Oh, man, I'll tell you what, man. When I hear that shit, it's a 2013, you know what I'm saying, 1992 Mastermind. I mean, it gives me that feel back then, but you're just current. What do you feel about it, Six?
It's definitely that old-time music that, when I say old-time, I mean that real music, because when I say new music, it's fucking garbage. That's that feel I'm talking about. That's that shit. You sit in a car, you smoke one, and it's like the 90s again with that shit.
Yeah, definitely.
Shit bumps, man. Shit bumps, man. It feels good, man, to make product like that, man, for real.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Let's talk about your upcoming album. When you plan on dropping it?
Actually, my latest album is a collab album with my dude Schizo from Kalamazoo. It's called The Orthus. And The Orthus is a two-headed dog in Greek mythology. But some banging shit, man. Some old wicked gangster shit. And we just had the collab, man, to come together on some real Michigan unity type of shit. And that's my latest shit. It's available at Toxic.com. Can't wait to everybody just grab a hold of that and really get on the train. But this new one, man, shit, I ain't got no name for it, but I'm just trying to come up with another masterpiece, you know? Just some old, you know, reaching deep in your soul type shit and trying to make it, you know, a blend. Like, trying to make it a blend of the mind's eye and the masterpiece. So, you know, I've been making some dope tracks right about now. So, just did one the other day called Animal Kingdom. It's a lovely track.
Oh,
you know?
Shit.
Yeah, I'm going to make some of the day one is real proud of me, man. That's all I'm trying to do, man. You know what I mean? It's for the people.
Yeah, there's a lot of us still here, too.
Yeah,
you know, that's what I'm saying, man. You know,
You've been keeping the music consistent, too. It wasn't no weird switch up in style where people get confused and shit. It's still been that same old shit that people been living for years. And that's what's up.
Yeah, I'm not trying to, you know, I'm already outside the box anyway. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So
and no one
knew I'm
what
not trying
doing.
To,
yeah.
you know, I'm not trying to change up with every album. I'm not trying to really cover my tracks, you know what I'm saying, as I do shit because motherfuckers can't follow what I'm doing anyway. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you just got to set yourself apart from motherfuckers, and you let your music speak for yourself. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It's just beautiful to, you know, to have this hunger like I did in 92. You know what I'm saying? And it's producing some hell of a shit, you know? I'm not trying to blow my own horn, but I just feel good about the dope shit I'm doing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's good that you got, you know what I'm saying, this much music out, and you're still putting the shit out. What about, man? I know you thrive on doing shows and performances, and you've been doing that for years, man. What are you doing right now? You got any tours lined up, or?
Well, you know, I know you say you know for years and shit, you know, but actually, you know, when I hadn't toured for like shit. 5 or 6 years, you know what I'm saying?
Took a break. Hiatus for a while.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't a, you know, a break that I wanted to take. Trust me on that. You know what I'm saying? I was just forced. My hand was forced, and I had to just lay back, you know, create. You know, I still was making albums, but I was not on the tour circuit, you know, from at least from like 03 to, oh, shit, 08, something like that. You know what I mean? But I hit the road in 09. With my man Esham on the Hell of a Night tour, and that was a pretty much success, you know, and I just wanted to keep that shit going, but unfortunately, it ain't pan out like that. But, you know, 2012, you know, ironically, you know, it was my best year, you know, honestly. You know, I'm my best year as far as touring, as far as getting fucking rap money, period. And just touching as many fans as I could, you know what I'm saying? So I had a hell of a year last year, you know what I'm saying? And we just trying to keep that going, you know, me and my whole team and shit over there at Slaughter Corps and LSP and my man Schizo. We just trying to, you know, just keep touching as many as I can because I've, you know, a lot of them haven't seen me on the road yet. You know, it's like they want to see me, you know, with Esham and TNT on stage. You know, and it's like they got to realize that I'm doing it, you know, with or without them. You know what I mean? No, I'm not trying to down talk them or nothing, but, you know, the train can't stop. You know what I'm saying? So I wish we all could, you know, reunite Voltron again and do the damn thing. But, you know, the fans need to know that the wicked should have never died, and I meant that. And so, you know, 2013, I will be back out there on the road, you know, spring, summer, fall, hopefully. That's what I'm trying to do. So coming to a city near you, man, real soon, man.
That's good, man.
You get, no doubt, we hooking some shit up.
You get a lot of calls for features?
Features?
Yeah, a lot of cats blanket at you for verses.
Hey, I did so many features last year, man. It's a good feeling, for, you know, to have people reaching out to me. And 2013 has been no different. You know, I think I knocked out at least three or four, you know, in the last couple of weeks. And it's a fucking, you know, pleasure to do the shit. You know what I mean? It feels good to get money like that. You know, it's not for the money, but, you know, it's just motherfuckers come at me with respect. And I, you know, in return, I give them a hell of a product. You know, I'm nice with the verses, you know, and motherfuckers need to really get at me some more. So, you know, I'm open to work with all these new cats, man. It brings me fucking joy. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah, real shit.
No doubt. For real, man. You know, cats need to get at me on Facebook about the collabs, man. I post shit from time to time about collabs and shit, and get at me on toxic.com about it too, man. I have your product back in a minute. In no time, you'll be happy. Let's get it.
Definitely, definitely.
Man, be at the man for some verses.
Man, 6-6, man. Yo, what do you remember most about Mastermind's career as far as his music, man?
Man, first, Grano was my shit all throughout younger years up to now. I done listened to that shit while in a car, high on my mind. Taking some poor kid lunch money, you know, all that fucking shit. And as far as the music thing goes, man, I kind of did cross paths with you in career-wise. I did some of the art for fucking Street Value when we did that whole Dr. Sam shit. You know,
okay.
I'm not going to talk too much about that. It's all said and done. But anything you're going to plan on doing now, I heard that not even would be coming back, but it won't be what motherfuckers are expecting. Like, no, there's going to be no TNT Mastermind. There's going to be Esham and a couple of cats, man. So what's your thoughts on that?
Shit. Touchy subject right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Personally, I think it ain't not as event. It ain't the original members. You really can't be fucking up the original
I'm
record.
I'm checking that for sure.
No, I agree. I agree with you, and I agree with every other fan who has said that, you know, and that's the way it should be, you know. That's like a baby that I help feed and nurture, and you know what I mean? And I know Esham birthed the shit, you know what I mean, but I was there the whole time, you know what I mean? And I got real feelings for that shit, you know, for somebody to step in my place it don't feel right, you know what I mean? It don't sound right, and you know it would just, I feel, this is me talking, you know what I'm saying, I just feel like it would tarnish the Nada's name, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, if they want to, you know, do it, and you know, I hope the best for everybody, man, you know what I mean? But Nada's is Mastermind, TNT, and Esham.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's nothing holding us back from, you know, reuniting, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's still alive and kicking, you know what I mean? Everybody's still, you know, gaming, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's like the fans got to get at, you know, your boy Esham, the unholy black devil about that, you know what I mean? But when that call comes, you know, I'm down for some naughty shit any motherfucking day. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I would do some naughty shit, you know? Because that's just what the people want, man. You know what I mean? And I don't feel bad when people, you know, ask me about naughty all the time, you know, knowing that I am building my fucking body of work out here as a solo artist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I understand where they coming from. It ain't like they, you know, don't want to support Mastermind solo.
Right.
They just, you know, want that old feel back. And that's just what music does to people. They want you to keep it the same, just keep making the same shit with the same people. You know what I mean? But, you know, I can't, you know, live by that, though. I can't live by, you know, what if, you know, waiting on notice to happen. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, yeah, you got to go out there and brand your
you know
own.
What I'm saying?
We still got a hell of a back catalog to go through anyway.
Hell of a back catalog,
no.
You know. And you know, you talk about day oneers, man. We're still here. I'm about to be 35, dog. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. You know,
I'm talking about sixth grade with y'all motherfuckers. You know,
that's what I'm saying. We raised the whole generation, man, and shit feels good, dog. That's why I'm still doing it. That's the energy. That's where I get my energy from. Cats like you, you know what I'm saying? And I just, hey man, I'm just all about the people, you know. And that's crazy. I sound like a politician or something, but no, that's fucking serious. Because the people support you, and you know, you can eat off, you know, you can eat off this shit, even though it's some underground shit, some old left field shit, you know. But I'm just one of those lucky dudes to have built such a loyal fan base. You know what I mean? And,
extremely,
you know,
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it still can grow. You know what I mean? It still can grow. Because, like I said, I haven't hit the tour circuit, you know, like that yet. So, hey, man, next 5 years, man, it's something about to pop. For real.
That's for sure. I got to say, too, man, it's a trip watching the younger generation getting in this shit. Because, you know, my nephew loves the fucking music now, but he's getting in it, I teach your shit, and I'm like, nah, you gotta listen where that shit came from. And I slap him some Nada shit, some Mastermind, some Eshan. And you know, he's slowly making a transition, but as you see a motherfucker of a younger age get into it, you start realizing, damn, I was in that same spot he was in. Because, you know, he's around sixth grade. I was around the same time I got into it. And it's always a lovely thing to see a young generation get into what you got into.
Yeah. It, you know, music, that's, you know, when you make timeless music, that's when younger generations, you know, discover your shit. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what I pride myself in. You know, I love the, you know, the day oneers. But, you know, if motherfuckers just getting down with this shit right now, I'm not mad at that. You know, I've never been the type to be like, yo, we started the wicked shit and can't nobody else do the wicked shit, you know, and all that. And just, it's not about that. It's about longevity. I knew that back in fucking 92. You know, James Smith and Eshan telling me, you know, it's a bigger picture to all this and, you know, just it'll be greater later and all this shit. But that was some real shit because we just built something from the fucking ground up and can't nobody tear it down but us. You know
y'all
what I'm saying?
Y'all made a blueprint that's so many
right,
followers.
And I'm not trying to tear it down. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to build my section of the motherfucking building. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to etch out my fucking face on the Mount Rushmore, the wicked shit. You know what I mean? So motherfuckers will remember where it came from. You know, and my shit will live forever, man. My name going to live forever anyway, as of right now, at this point. You know what I mean? Because that's what music is. It's not going to ever die. When I'm dead for 20 years, that shit still be on YouTube somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, it's a forever type of thing for me right about now. Even at 40 years old, you feel me?
Yeah.
I would still be on the stage talking about the wicked shit that never died when I'm 50. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If I'm still here and breathing. That's just what it is, man. I've embraced it like that, so never die.
That's real shit, man.
Mother Ride still sounds brand new.
Murder Ride, man, I always got to ask you this one, man. This one, Solo Kill, man, that's one of my all-time favorite tracks. Man, I want that song to go on forever and ever, man. Why is it only a minute and 23 seconds?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's the same thing I was asking Eshan, man. You know, he was working on that beat. I came in the studio, man, and I was like, is that mine? Because we was, you know, in the middle of working on the Liquid Drano, and he's like, yeah, you know. And he was just like, man, the shorter, the sweeter. You know what I'm saying? He was like, just kill this one verse, and motherfuckers gonna love you for it. They gonna fiend for it. They gonna keep replaying it. So I was just like, man, All right, you know what I mean? So, shorter the sweeter, you know? That's what it is, man.
And it went right into Murder Ride. I mean, just fit perfectly.
Like a two-part.
The transition of that was just...
Man, that...
I mean, I
at
literally
the time,
dropped
Murder
acid
Ride
to
was,
that shit, dog. Literally.
Was that?
I said I literally dropped acid to that shit.
Oh, man,
you know,
come on. I've heard
literally,
that millions
heard,
of times.
I know,
right,
you, I know you have, man, but that's... That's the most fucked up shit.
It goes right hand in hand to, you know, hand in hand with whatever your drug of pleasure is. That's all I'm saying. You know, it'll get you in the right frame of mind.
Oh,
you know, that Murder Ride shit, man, I made that shit when I was like, you know, 21 years old and shit, and it's like I felt it was my fucking best fucking words I ever fucking spit at that time. You know what I mean? I was feeling myself because I was trying to get better because I came in this game, man. Honestly, I felt like my shit wasn't potent enough. I felt like I was whack on Life After Death. I tell the fans that, but, you know, they cringe when I say that. But seriously, you know, I learned. It was a whole learning experience from Life After Death, Blasphemy, Do You Believe? Man, please. I got right when I was on Devil's Contract, yeah, you know what I mean? But that was still early as fuck in my career. So, you know, back to Murder Ride, I was just, you know, I'm just glad this shit is still the test of time and I can still bust that shit on stage, you feel me? And it gets the same response every time, you know what I mean? Mosh pits, it's ridiculous.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. I gotta play this, man. Stick around, guys.
We got to.
Yeah, yeah.
This is that true motherfucker. Masterminds in this bitch. I do my dirt off. I'm lonely this time. So this is my solo kill. Right now, I bring the dead body. Fuck, I'm too fucked up off that acid rap shit. Keep your fucking butt. What I'ma do is burn up the house, burn it down. Not a sin to help masterminds out with that liquid drain of sound. Should I break it down? And bring you the storm. You don't need a razor in this world. It's a Detroit storm. 20 years of tears. I'm thinking back that I'm the finished product of the making of a maniac. You see me on the next album, letting the style run. I flash on me like a gun. Devilish child number one. He's out of town with my burial ground. But y'all come looking and searching and seeking till I can be found. Only the real recognize the real. In the dead of the night is when I begin my solo kill. Thing I owe you was a flood through your ass, bitch. I'm back in this bitch. You be dead by the night. I change the heart, so fucked up every day. Like, look at me, look in my eyes. My face is no disguise. I won't apologize if he dies. You living in fear, scared to shit. Scared like a bitch, scared of the wicked witch. I put you on a murder ride, so you can see. Death ain't shit, but a game to me. So, play your cards right, cause I live the hard life. It ain't you, it's just a god I designed. So this might make your ass shift to reverse. All my niggas fell off the hurt. So let me put you on a murder ride. On a murder ride, the no man's land. You don't know me, man. I'm rolling like a killer, only man. Till I can not use this murder too. Ain't no heroes in hell. Never ever have I heard of you. Listen to my voodoo. Like you a dead you. I make your nightmares true. Who wanna ride as I run shit? Up and down the east side of town. I let my gun click. Taking malicious action with no compassion. The game of death just started. Ain't no relaxing. Damn, somebody clapping every verse. I took you to hell. You will need a hurt. Just let me take you on a murder ride. Ride with your life. been wanting to ride for days. Niggas dying in alleyways. Oh, how a dead body rot. Fucking cops got me on a homicide watch. I'm on my coma on a whole other level. Never been on my knees to pray to a god or a devil. I just got a minute to pray for a second to die. I'm mourning what you see with a second eye. Decide, got you locked down like a hypnotist. My body count, niggas trying to get with this witness. I'm stuck in the flow, fuck it though. Let's go to the other side. I'll take you on a murder ride. You wanna go to hell? I'll open up hell's doors. Let me drive you to suicide. Was I? Show you that you can't hide from the rain when bullets fly. I said maniac, psycho, neurotic. Do you believe in God? A real life product. The meat shall inherit the earth now. Look at all those dead body piles on 7 miles. You might see me putting in some work. Fuck it, watch you do a little dirt. Every day and night, this shit gets worse. I take you to hell. Fuck the hurt. Just let me take you on a murder ride.
Man, that's some classic shit right there, you know what I'm saying? That's 19 years ago already. Jesus Christ, what the fuck happened to time?
That's that stupid combo, praise God, damn.
Man.
Hey, you know what though, for the magic of MP3s in the day, man, you can take both tracks and make that shit one solid track and just ride it through without skipping a beat. That's
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Oh, that's hell.
Right
yeah.
Ooh.
Man. Nah, that's that hell shit, man. That's that energetic, wicked shit. You know, I was trying to carve my name in the game at that point, you know, and I think I did it, so with that shit, man.
You definitely did.
One of the all-time favorites, man.
Genuine right there.
Oh, yeah, classic. Classic. Now, what about Dice? Have you worked with him recently?
Was that Dice?
No? Yeah.
Who?
Dice.
Oh, yeah. Shit, I've heard from Dice, you know, over the years and shit. Actually heard from Dice the other day. I actually got to call him back. And he just been talking about hooking up on the song. You know what I mean? I have no problem with that. You know, it's some real Detroit
shit right
now.
There, man.
I'm looking forward to that shit.
Yeah,
both
of
y'all, I think, came out
in
92, right?
Yeah.
He came out in 92 also, I believe.
I think so. Yeah, 40 made me do it. Some shit,
yeah.
That's what it is. Detroit lesson right there, man.
Man, have him holler at me if you can, bro, because we've been trying to get him on the show, too.
No doubt. I'll let him know. See it.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Well, we got a caller, 479. Let's see who this is. What's up, 479? You there?
What?
Yeah, how you doing?
Not all right.
Yeah, you're on the line here. You got Mastermind on the line.
Yeah.
You drop, call back in. Man, but yeah. Awkward moments, live radio.
Love it.
All good.
Last time you were on the show was crazy because you got to talk to you and JT Money got to chop it up. Again, both of you came out around the same time period. And what was it like talking to another dude who may reach so many people in the underground scene?
Man, it just felt like, you know, we was in the same shoes, you know, and he made his mark coming up from the South, man, and I actually, you know, was bumping his shit, you know, religiously, you know, up in the D, man, and it was surreal, you know what I mean, to be chopping it up with that dude, man, and a lot of motherfuckers can learn something from him, man. It just how to just grind on a solo tip, you know? I remember he went solo and did his motherfucking thing, you know? And that's just, you know, my motivation right there. That was very inspirational that night there, you know? I honestly say that.
Yeah, Yeah, definitely. We've had some other round tables too. We had him on with Gangster Pat and Gangster Nip at the same time talking. You know what I'm saying? Would you be down for more shit like that if we can get other artists from different regions and just have y'all chop it up on some G shit?
No doubt, man. Shit, I'm down to chop it up. You know? That's what it is, man.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's called networking. That's what it is.
Yeah, because, my dream is to always see collabos that you wouldn't expect to see. Like, I mean, I would love to see JT Money and you just tear some kind of track up somewhere in the middle of what y'all both do. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Just knock that shit out. Like,
yeah, it's all possible, you know? If we two artists, you know, we can mesh like that. We can make it mesh and make it happen.
Yeah.
I can work with anybody, honestly. You know what I mean?
I almost had Esham and Lynch on the track back in the day.
Cop blocked, though. You know, motherfuckers getting away.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Got cop blocked a little bit. Someone sidetracked.
Damn.
I guess they didn't want to see it happen. But that would have been historical right there.
JT Money track, I think that'd be shit. That'd be like some bitches hate me and I hate bitches combo shit right there.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Bitches hate me and I hate hoes. I mean, how can you go wrong with that shit?
Yeah.
That's all good, man. I'm down to work with everybody, man. You know, early in my career, we didn't work with people. You know, honestly, I can say that. You know, we didn't go outside the camp too much. It was just me, E, and T doing it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, at the same time, that kind of, you know, not set us back, but a lot of people in Detroit kind of took that, you know, as a kind of a diss or whatever, you know what I mean, because we wasn't working with a lot of people. But, you know, time went by, man. It's more or less like we did that for a reason, to really build our brand, you know, and the time would have came for us to be collabing with everybody, and the time has come, you know, right now. So, like I say, I'm just down to work with everybody and make some fucking good music for these people out here, you know? That's what the fuck I do, man.
Yeah, that's real shit, man. You know what I'm saying? You definitely, I think you're the type of artist that could virtually work with, you know, a Scarface or a fucking JT Money and then take it and work with Kool G Rap or fucking Big Daddy King. You know?
Come on, man. I could fuck with any beat. You know what I'm saying? Anybody, any beat, any day. You know, and that's my motivation. Full speed ahead, man. You know, I'm sure, you know, my special collabs are coming. You know what I mean? So, it is what it is. I'm here.
Yeah, most definitely.
You know what I mean?
Well, tell me about your solo album that's coming out, man. When are you dropping it again?
Shit, I have no idea, you know. But, you know, I got my distributors in place, so it'll definitely be hitting them maybe this summer. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to reprint the new album, The Masterpiece. I'm going to switch covers because I didn't like the artwork on it. So, I'm going to switch covers and I'm going to revamp it with 3 or 4 more bangers, you know, and I'm going to be on that for a minute, you know what I'm saying, until I get this other masterpiece, you know, tight, you know. But the masterpiece is actually, you know, I'm so fucking proud of that fucking record, you know what I mean, because I went there with the wicked shit. I just took it there. You know, and it came out beautiful. You know what I mean? But
it's a banger, man. Holy shit.
Yeah, and I just think that I still got room to ride with that record, you know, right now, because I'm going to be touring all year. So, you know, another revamped masterpiece is on the way for the people, man. No doubt. New cover, new bangers. Just 2013, man, kicking it off with that. You know, the other day I leaked a track from the Liquid Draino album. You know, I turned the EP into a whole album. I did that about in 2007. You know what I mean? And it was slated to drop around 07, but, you know, whoever, you know, got the masters, they sitting on them for some fucking strange reason. I don't know, probably trying to wait till I die or something. I don't know, thinking it's going to be worth more. I don't know. But, like I say, the wicked shit never dies, and I'm still here. So, you know, I had a hold of one of the songs, so I had to leak it out. You know, it's called Some More Drano. And I think I sent it to you. And shit, man, it's, motherfuckers think it's a new song, but I actually did it 5 years ago. And I added 6 songs to the original Liquid Drano EP. And I added 6 remixes from the Hellraiser album. So it's about 16, 17, 18 bangers on the new Liquid Drano. I can't wait till it come out, if it ever do.
Man, I hope it does. I hope it does, man.
I've been waiting on things for forever, too. It's been a minute.
People need that, you know what I'm saying? Like whenever there's an artist you like and they got a vault full of music or whatever, or they got, like you said, something tied up somewhere, you know,
right.
We want to hear that shit. You know,
yeah,
man.
No doubt, man. It's the new songs on the Liquid Drano, it's dude, I don't want to blow my own horn, like I say, man. It's ridiculous, man. 6 bangers that the people need to hear. Look, I'm at a loss for words about the shit, man. You know what I mean? That's a fucking touchy subject, too, the Liquid Drano. You know what I mean? Because I put bangers on there, man, and people need to hear that shit. But, you know, I got word from the people who own the masters since they, you know, seen the leak blowing up and shit. So it may be about to drop any day now. This year, hopefully, though, for sure.
Let's play it right now. Let's play Mo Drano right
yeah.
now, man.
Shit,
introduce this
it.
One for us, man. Somebody.
Let's get it, man. On the Murder Master Music Show, man. It's your boy Mastermind giving you some Mo Drano from the Liquid Drano LP, soon to be released. Let's get it.
With the Drano, this ain't no party, bitch, that ain't what I came for. I'm here to handle serious business. This is therapy for my sickness. Mastermind, back in the field. No time to relax, attack at will. Homicidalist, I'ma get 'em. Push play and let the Drano drip with the rhythm. Drive 'em crazy, make 'em sick, make 'em hate me. Take 'em to hell and make it quick. You want pain, then say my name. Killer instincts run through my veins. Cold ass nigga like fuck life. Thoughts of not seeing tomorrow keep me up at night. I'm back in the war zone. Wicked King Wicker, back for the throne. Never knew a rapper had such thick thoughts. Now you know I don't give a fuck. To bump this, you better be mentally tough. If you're not, then put stop or your head a pop. The Drano was hot, you gon' feel every drop. Same ill shit, I spit with knowledge. It's ironic, a demon gon' show you what a god is. I first struck the game in 9-2. Now I'm dolo like fuck it, no bitch, no crew. I'm the man, me first, gimme. It's full speed ahead with a hemi. Rack rock rebel in the spotlight. Hit the block like a stone from the sky, godlike. Liquid Drano, what I'ma change for? Watch the flames grow. Give 'em some more, give 'em some more, give 'em some more. Liquid Drano, give 'em some more, give 'em some more. Get that shit they know. Give 'em some more, give 'em some more, give 'em some more. Liquid Drano, give 'em some more, give 'em some more. Let it just drop. As I speak, let this shit repeat. The hell raise a hell, yeah, a demon with a beat. Fell to hell and landed on my feet. Shook the world and still damaging the streets. Most hated, they scared like a ghost made it. This shit is a religion so sacred. Put a blunt up and blaze it. If you ain't down to ride with me, ayy,
You want some fake shit? You must be lost in the matrix. This the ill, this the real, way past the basics. One to the two to the three, forever I'm in this bitch, so motherfucker face it. This ain't a dream or a hoax, more like a nightmare, so you better stay woke. Like I'm back for revenge, now shut the fuck up and let the wicked shit begin.
Have y'all been doing these past few Saturdays, man, around 7 p.m.? Don't answer that. Let me guess. You loser-ass motherfuckers that haven't been doing shit. And your plans, man, let's be honest about ourselves, man. Your plans probably ain't gonna be changing in the near foreseeable future. So why don't you spend your Saturdays kicking with me and my constituents, man, on KFYB, only on UGS Radio. We're doing it live so you can call in, share your opinion, your complaints, and I'll tell you that you ain't shit. And their music, man, we do that shit on Wednesdays, every fucking genre you want. So kick with me, man. KFYB, UGS Radio.
That's KFYB Radio, tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Check that shit out, you know what I'm saying? Co-host 6, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be running that with Mac J and Velvet Rose. Now let's bring on our guest. I know he's been with us almost an hour already, man. So, you know what I'm saying? We want to ask him a few more questions. Man, that's a dope track, man. That's... I hope the fans get to hear that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully it'll come out, like you said, in the future here in a little bit. But what was the last thing you did as far as you know, being part of Nodis? I mean, you're always Nodis, but you know.
Yeah. Last shit I did with Eshan was the Nodis Vatican. It was called the Vatican Mixtape. You know, it was just me and Eshan on most of the tracks. TNT was on two tracks, which were fucking bangers. And that was 09. Yep, 09. It was dope-ass shit, man. Yeah. Dope shit that me and E just banged out, verse for verse, going at it, you know. I actually think, you know, we could do a fucking collab, me and him, album, you know what I mean? But, the Vatican Mixtape, it was like a prelude to the Hypocrisy album that was supposed to come out, you know, in 09. But, like I say, never could get all three members together on the same page, you know, at that time. So it is what it is. The Vatican, proud of that shit, too, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, got milk with a... hell of a track like that, too. That's one of my
tracks
off that.
Oh, yeah. That was with all of us on it, right? Yeah.
Yep.
How's TNT doing these days?
Hey, TNT doing good, man. You know? He doing TNT. You know what I mean? He doing him. You know? I can't fault him for doing his own thing, you know, without the rap shit right now. I cannot fault him at all. You know, because... You know, me and him both been through the ringer, so to speak, you know, as far as fucking with this dirty game called rap music, you know? And it just is what it is, man. Everybody, you know, live and learn from this shit, you know, and, you know, do what they feel is right, you know, in their life, you know, at the time. So he's doing him, you know, I'm doing me, he doing E, you know what I'm saying, at the moment. You know, and that's just what it is, man. You know, I feel for the fans as far as the Nada shit goes, but actually, you know, Eshan, you know, he's doing his thing, man. He's still putting out, you know, decent music, you know what I mean? Good music. I don't want to say decent, you know what I mean? But he's still putting out incredible shit that nobody can duplicate, you know what I mean? And I'm doing the same thing. You know, I'm representing the wicked shit. I'm representing Nada's. Every day,
yeah.
You know, and that's just what it is, man. That's what I'm going to keep doing, you know. I'm representing them two brothers till the day I die in this rap shit, you know. No matter how, you know, much we can't get on the same page, you know, I'm still repping them for the fans, through the fans, really. You know what I'm saying?
That's some real shit right there. That's some real shit right there, man. That's like the point.
You know, when I say I am Nodis on the record, that's not taken away from Esham or TNT. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. That's just me with the Nodis shit running through my veins, man. This wicked shit running through my blood. And when I say I'm Nodis, that means I embody the whole spirit of Nodis.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nation ahead of time and space, man. And we always, you know, thought we was ahead of our time. You know, people always said that, and, you know, and I think it was true, you know what I mean? And it's more or less like I'm making the best music I've ever made in my fucking life right now at a fucking later age, so.
That one we played in the beginning of the show is fucking amazing.
Which one? Arthur shit, the Hate Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, with my man Schizo. Yeah, man.
No, the one we played when you were on the air with us. Shit, what the fuck was it called?
Oh.
I'll tell you in a second.
Shit, I forgot all fucking ready.
Oh, that's that one I mastered.
Step right up.
That shit's fucking hard as fuck.
Asking all the haters to just step right up if you got something to say, you know? That's all. That's basically what that is, because a motherfucker out here, man, can't say shit bad about Mastermind. You know what I'm saying? Nobody. You know what I mean? I've never crossed a motherfucking soul in this dirty-ass game. You know what I mean? So I'm just telling motherfuckers to step right up if you got something to say, man. And I don't think nobody's stepping up, man, because they can't. You know, that's on some real shit. And I pride myself in being an honest motherfucker and a loyal motherfucker, you know? And just a real motherfucker in general.
That's lacking in the game, man. That's real shit.
You know, for real.
We got 717, you know what I'm saying, I believe, out there in New York, I believe. You out of New York, 717?
Yo.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Yeah, real good.
I just want to get Mastermind's thought on the Godlike album, because that's the album I feel like gets ignored more than, like, Do You Believe in God, Multi-Killionaire. Nobody speaks about Godlike. And it seems like it came up out of time when Overcore went extinct. And then Number 6 Records comes up, and they drop the Godlike album. What does Mastermind think about the Godlike album?
That's a good question.
Shit.
I like that album.
Godlike album was a nice piece of work, man. You know, incredible piece of work, actually. I just feel that, you know, the fans, for nostalgic purposes, you know, they love, you know, the original shit, you know, not the original shit, but the first shit, you know,
yeah.
And it touched a lot of motherfuckers in ways that I'm glad it touched people, you know, that hard, you know, but, you know, Godlike, it came at a pivotal time for us, you know, a lot of shit was going on as far as, you know, you know, my man James Smith was still locked up, and we was, you know, all three going through, you know, just transitions as far as distributors go and everything after the TVT deal. And so it was basically like we rushed the album, you know what I mean? We did this shit in like 2 weeks and shit, and, you know, just tried to go at it verse for verse because we didn't know what the fuck was going to happen after Godlike, you know, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, the fans probably, you know, think it was more or less like, you know, we didn't put our 100% into it, but no, I beg to differ on that because, you know, every time we got in the studio, it was like, you know, trying to one-up each other or just come up with some new shit, you know, and that's where we, you know, we always achieved that. So, shit, Godlike, man, that shit, you know, it was on the heels of our best-selling record, you know, Wicked Worldwide, and it sold hella units, man, you know?
Yeah,
I'm fucking proud of that record, you know,
because
we really banged it out.
Up.
It's real shit.
My favorite track on that joint is Bloody 'Em Up. It's hard.
Oh, yeah. Bloody 'Em Up, yeah. We all three on that track?
Yep.
I think so. Hey, man, that was some ill shit. My favorite track on there is do something to make me feel better. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my shit.
Yep.
Godlike, man.
Thanks for calling right, 717.
What's up?
Yes, sir.
Speaking of Godlike, though, my shit with a see-through. And shout out to my boy Jerry, one of the hardest working Mexicans I know. Worked just as hard as the day I picked him up outside of Home Depot. But this motherfucker mixed it down, and that shit killed. I think one of the things that people look down upon Godlike is because the sound might be off the quality. This dude went through it and put a little Mexican spices on it, danced around a hat, and made that shit shine. So, that
oh,
album
shit.
Still go hard.
Yeah, we got to
yeah.
send you that. He remastered one of the tracks
that.
Just for the hell of it.
Yeah,
no
man.
Doubt.
And that shit, I'll shoot you that shit after we get out there tonight. It's the business.
No
shout
doubt.
To Jerry
that
there.
Shit, that's what's up, man.
Hey, we got 312, man. This is my brother Trey Wood from the Shy. What's up, Trey Wood?
Hey, what's up, brother? How y'all feel, man?
Real good, real good.
Good.
And I'm just calling me and showing that brother some love, man. He an OG, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I ain't got no whiff of his music yet, man. But I already know he been in the game, man. And he putting this shit down for years, man. So, you know, salute to that brother, man. You know, I honor all OGs, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Salute right back, homeboy, because I love to hear that shit, man. You know what I mean? Just to hear it from the people, just to motivate me. So, that's what's up, man. Salute.
Yeah, man. I'm calling from Chi-Town, baby. So, you know it's all good, you know?
Chi-Town, that's what's up. I just got off the road with my dude Big T from the Chi-Town. If y'all know who Big T is, he killing motherfuckers on the freestyle.
Yeah, Big T, old battle rapper, man. He being that old battle rap shit.
No doubt. He's a motherfucking champion. But, yeah, Chi-Town in the house, man, for real.
Yep.
Chi-Town,
I'm going to fuck with you,
Detroit.
Man. Hey, Fred's my man. I'm going to fuck with you, so... You gonna hear some of my work, man, and we got to hook up and do something together or something, man.
No doubt. I'll be rolling through the side this year, no doubt.
That's what
up.
It is.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Wood.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, bro.
Yup. Later, dog.
Yeah, man, it's the homie Trey Wood from the Shy, you know what I'm saying? He's down with us. But, you know, we got to play an honest song, man. And I ran through several, but... Man, I want to salute to your city, Detroit, man, and play Stay True to Your City, man. Before I play it, though, man, what can you tell me about this song and what was going on when you guys recorded this song almost 20 years ago?
Yeah. Stay True to Your City, man. That shit, you know, that was a time when we was trying to make the rap scene in Detroit. You know what I mean? And we were the fucking rap scene in Detroit at that time. You know what I'm saying? By the time I got with Eshawn... In 92, he had already dropped three records, you know what I'm saying? And it was just like that, you know what I mean? So when we made Stay True to Your City, we was just trying to big up the city and let motherfuckers know this is how you got to do it if you repping your motherfucking city the right way on a huge level. So stay true to your motherfucking city and to what you do, man.
Another city dick, but I ain't going out like that, cause Detroit City is where it's at. raised, but you're raised up. Gotta go, gotta go. So let a hoe be a hoe. Let him roll with the punches, let him get smacked. Runaway rapper man, never come back. Putting pain on your brain till your brain's numb. Forgot who you was, forgot where you came from. Punk, or from the home of the brave. You skip town like a runaway slave. Gotta make your shit sell, so you sell your soul and shit. Cross over and miss, I go back to the back. With a hoe, with a bitch, nigga like that. Gotta keep your shit back. I'm from the place where it's at. More cracks, more jacks, more blacks, more facts. Back to back, I stay true to my city.
That's what I want to know. Call in 714-409-0548. Let me bring on my co-host Six. That classic shit right there. Classic shit.
That's the shit.
You know what I'm saying, Brad? That's Mastermind. Mastermind, I want to thank you for staying with us for so long. I really appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
Man, before we go, man, is there anything that you want to tell the fans? You know what I'm saying? Anything you want to give them?
Shit. You know, since we're coming off that track right there, Stay True to Your City, I just want to let the people know that, you know, I moved to the motherfucking South, you know what I mean, Alabama.
Oh,
that's yeah? What's up? I got hella embraced here, so, you know, I'm repping Detroit from down south, and I'm repping Detroit till I fucking die. It's in my blood, and I'm going to rep it hard as ever, you know, even though I'm 800 miles away. You know, and I will be back. You know what I'm saying? But meantime, between time, you know, just ride with your murder ride with your boy Mastermind. You know what I mean? As I just touch everybody. You know what I mean? Just get at me on toxic.com, man. Get at me on Facebook and Twitter. You know what it is? At Mr. Mastermind. And shit, man, the author's out, man. I need people to get on board. You know what I mean? New masterpiece coming, new Liquid Draino coming, the collection plate, which is the greatest hits. It's coming, man. So, you know, your boy Mastermind is busy at work, man. The devil gets busy, you know. So I'm going to just leave it like that, man. You know, the wicked shit will never die. And I love all you motherfuckers, man, for even giving a fuck about Mastermind and Nodis. You know what I'm saying? That's real shit right there, man. And I just want to, you know, big up Mr. President, man. You know what I mean?
Much love,
I just,
bro.
You know, appreciate you, you know what I mean, for even letting me voice, you know, have a voice out here on your airwaves, you know what I'm saying? So that's real shit, man.
Man, what trips me out, we haven't even met, man. I've been fucking with you guys so long, not just the Murder Dog, since I was a kid, you know what I'm saying? We got to meet up, man. Next time you're in the St. Louis region, Evansville, Indiana,
no,
get at me, brother. We got to smoke one.
No doubt. That's what's up. God's sick. Be easy, man. That's what's up,
that's
man.
Hey, you can come out to the West on tour. Come out to the Bay. We got some of the finest herb over here. You know, I got that medical card.
And you know that. I'm with that. The smoke. Blaze one for the wicked. That's what's up, man.
Man, much love, my brother.
That's what's
much
up.
Love. Man, that's
hey, thanks, man.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, man. It's a huge honor.
Never die.
Yeah, definitely, man. And we'll be getting at you when that album drops too, man.
Oh yeah, for sure, man. It's coming. The new masterpiece, man. Yes, sir.
That's what it is, man. That's a brother mastermind. That's a fucking legend. We already got him in the archives, but guess what? We're adding him in the archives again. You know, but for those of you that didn't get to hear the first time he was on, go back, go to UGSforLife.com, go to the radio link, and go back to episode 2 and check out the amazing interview. I think I even put a clip of it on YouTube of him and JT Money just chopping it up, man. I still like,
whoa,
wow.
The mics are breaking up or the phones. Amy, there's an issue with the phones, Amy.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
On top of this, honey.
Free month. You know what I'm saying? We ain't paying our bill this month. And you're going to keep us on here anyway. That's how we do it. Well, man, let's get right off into some more classic mastermind shit. I know people listening right now, they want to hear some more classic mastermind shit, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We was talking about the motherfucking Mind's Eye. You know what I'm saying? 13 years ago, I had the pleasure to review that album. You know what I'm saying? Got a good rating from your boy. And here's Pay Me right from that motherfucker.
I wake up like fuck the world, fuck my girl, she crazy, dog, I ain't going half on that baby, I'm about to hit the road and get the dough, she fades out like disco, she's a trick hoe, anyway, damn right I don't trust her, it's true, yo, cause I know that she knows, I'm a motherfucker too, real, and I know she peep gang, claim, she don't care about me doing my everyday street thing, bitch, got a couple niggas on the block, for a mic, be the hoe next door, and a lot more, so all I got is blunts, cognac, and soda pop. I'm out the door, I'm out the score. $1 million dreams are made of these. It takes genius to motivate me. It's gonna take $1 million dreams are made of these. I let the people fall to play me. $1 million dreams are made of these. It takes genius to motivate me. It's gonna take $1 million dreams are made of these. I let the people see some time. I fall out the wrong side of the bed with something going on inside the head that needs to be said. I think of all the people I started that needs to be dead. How come I hardly live by what the preacher read? Am I forgiven enough? Or do I need to beg? Bow my head, fall to my knees and legs. Expect the greedy nigga to say please instead. I'm for self, no doubt. My mouth needs to be fed. Madman, always had a plan to win. Always thought about where I'd be standing in 10. Now I spend over 3,000 days and nights rolling through a nation ahead of time and space.
Episode 60, Murder Master Music Show.
Man.
Yo.
That was a hell of an interview, man.
Before anything, man, Amy, I don't know if y'all heard it, man, but there's a lot of issues with the phones. I was hearing a lot of y'all. Coming in digitized.
Digitized.
Statements, and some of the song was digitized, even when you were talking a little bit, it started sounding all funny. So, Amy, Jesus Christ, honey lumps, what are you doing over there, sweet lips?
Yeah, you gotta look this up, man. We got KFYB tomorrow. You know, no mercy in that show.
Oh, my God.
I'm a little bit lenient over here, but KFYB, man. Anyway, speaking of KFYB, man, what the fuck can we look forward to this Saturday?
We got a hell of a second hour planned up, you know, the news, sports, all that shit. First hour, we picking it live, man. Me, Mac, any caller. You call in, man, we're gonna take some calls. Talk some shit. UFC going to be on, probably bootlegging it, doing a little bit of play-by-play, depending on how early you are in the show and how much of the fight's in. Just kicking it, man. It's KFYB. You callers want to call in, disrespected, they're going to get disrespected back. You might make a few phone calls in between. And shit, you know, we're going to offend as many motherfuckers as we can on a weekly basis, as usual.
Let me ask you this off-subject, man. You like a good action flick.
Yes.
You got Stallone's new movie, Bullet to the Head, dropping, today.
Looking forward.
What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that's going to be the shit or what?
Man, the fact that Stallone ain't won an Oscar yet to me is a fucking crying shame. And this one looks like a winner to me.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know if Stallone movie is going to turn me down. I'm looking forward to this.
That dude, I mean, he had his neck, I think in the Expendables, he had his neck broken, and in the last one, he had his shoulder broken or some shit, and he's 66, 67 years old, man. That's just phenomenal. He's got good steroids,
thing,
folks.
Before anything, before he calls it quits completely, you know how he's doing Rocky Balboa and then John Rambo, those movies right there in name, like the characters? I want one movie called Marion Cobretti. That's all I want.
Cobra was the shit.
That's it. Let me get Marion Cobretti. Well, fuck it. If they want to do Lincoln Hawk.
That was before Marion Suge Knight. It was Marion Cobretti.
He had a hell of a ride,
and I'm the cure.
that or fucking Lincoln Hawk. You can always run the arm wrestling movie over the top. Do another one of them. Stallone can do all that shit. Just give him an Oscar already. This new one, though, looks like
a fucking Oscar, and keep that super glue coming to keep him stuck together. Because I think one punch from somebody could just maybe knock him to pieces.
Oh my God, they knock the Botox right out of his face.
Yeah, Jesus. I mean, that guy's literally been put together.
Jesus Christ.
So many. I remember in Rocky IV, they said when they were practicing, what's his name, Lundgren hit him so hard in the heart, it stopped his heart. He had to rush him to the hospital. What the fuck? Well, here we are on the Murder Master Music Show getting off on some Stallone shit. Whenever his movies come out, we got to talk about that.
Oh, my God. He's going to be a winner.
Yeah,
everyone
loves
Stallone right here, man. Cause, you know,
I heard
don't like Stallone movies, probably
he murks a bunch of people in that movie with axes and everything. So that's what we're talking about. Definitely better than Schwarzenegger's movie, whatever the fuck it's called.
I like his name, Roy Owens. The fact that Schwarzenegger had so many American names over the years has been a minor issue with me. So I
with his fucking voice, how could you have like a Smith?
The sheriff. I can't even do his voice, but he's the sheriff apparently.
Jesus Christ. He needs to give it up. He killed Tukey. Fuck him. Fuck that motherfucker. He put Tukey under.
You don't want to see another Terminator? Another Conan? He's doing another Conan. I got to admit, though, I want to see another Conan.
You think he can pull it off?
I don't know. I'd like to see him try. Either he's going to pull it off or he's going to look hilarious failing.
He's going to take that big sword and swing it. One of his tits is going to fall off.
He's gonna be lifting up his sword and his back is gonna go out.
Yeah, this shit's
crazy.
You
know, I love Schwarzenegger though for his choice of women. One was Skeletor, the other one was a wildebeest.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, shit, man, I'm going to end things a little bit early tonight, but let's get off into some more music before we go six, man. I got this one song, Multi-Killionaire, man. Mastermind just ripped that shit. What do you think of that song?
Multi-Killing, as an album was this shit. The Devil's Contract, man. I was a definite favorite back in the day, and a favorite kick back and plan on what you're going to do the whole day, like a morning album. I'm going to go smoke this whole day, smoke some more. Multi-Killing was that shit.
Definitely. Definitely. Check this shit out. UGS Radio, Murder Mass Music Show.
Yep.
3 months, Amy. 3 months.
Get your mail, boy. About the capers, I would do for the papers, then later repent my sins with prayers. All wickedness, it's forgiveness, it's killer be killed, best be skilled with your business. Who moves the product with the quickness? Who fit it to survive to get the riches? Who real, who fictitious? I need to know right now, with all the cheap talks and petty pumps, step to the front of the crowd, and all the broke niggas be quiet. Bitches, the carjacks, get out your shit, and let me write it. I'll show you where the money at and all that and then some. Show you how to creep up on the come up with your income. You need to know the players to fuck with. You need to know the bitches that suck dick, nigga. You need to know the game or learn it quick, cause out here, your luck ain't shit, nigga. So many lives were lost for this, so I gotta put it down at all costs, cause if a nigga get lost in the mist, I'll be another victim of these streets and can't reap all benefits. Soldiers in this war, we battle for night. You can't make a million more if you never had it in sight. Let's make a deal with your life. I'm feeling ill, I might do some dirt with my steel and peel you off if the price is right. Just let you know where my mind at, I'm gone. Never talk about the lick I hit on the phone. Snitches get the chrome to their face, watch them shit and piss. You need to roll alone through this wickedness. Set yourself up for drama, fool living. I'll keep the gang too tight, I see the future too vivid. I must just ride my course to die. If we all live short lives, not as immortalized, nigga. Forever. Never die. You never take the multi-killionaire status. You want beef to chew, I'll feed you. The devil told me mastermind my son, them niggas can't see you. Put the heat to them, or let my killers do them. A piece of history, another unsolved mystery. If you miss me, get with me in the next life after death. Am I going to hell? Ask yourself. The game that got hot, I'm like, fuck the fame, fuck the props. You catch me up on my surface and I'm back on the block. All sacrifices are made, all bills paid. I'd rather be a multi-killionaire with the ill paid.
Classic shit right there, episode 60 of Murder Mass Music Show. Man, that shit brings back memories, man. That's, what, 97?
Yeah. So, you know, I wrote about the album, man. A lot of them tracks just went on, and you can sit there and just let the whole thing play and just chill.
It don't sound like a fucking 97, though. That, to me...
Was that 97? It really was?
Yeah.
It could have been. Jesus.
It came out a year after Dead Flowers. You know what I'm saying?
They do have that kind of similar vibe too.
Yeah.
That synthesized sound, that was a shit. And Death Fly is one of my favorite songs, Multi-Killionaire.
Yeah.
Elvis here right there.
Well, there was a lot of classic.
What's that one track? Don't Give Me No Hand. That shit went on for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That album had a bunch of bangers that just went on.
Well, there was a lot of solo albums that Isham did too, where he featured Nadas, and man, I'm not even gonna just say the name of it. Six, I'll surprise you with this one. Nah. Just your reaction.
This goes out to all you crazy ass motherfucker. You want me to kick? Just let me kick it, bitch. Here we go, it's that nigga who's on the
So I ain't happy, so don't come at me. You a chatty ass nigga.
A chatty ass nigga.
You a chatty ass nigga.
A chatty ass nigga.
Something real quick too before we get up out of here, Six. I want to speak to a specific breed of animal known as these non-soap using, non-history known fuckalos. Okay, now you motherfucking day oneers and shit that ain't acting goofy, cool. But I'm talking about you motherfuckers that think ICP invented this wicked shit. Now, this ain't coming out the mouth of Mastermind. This ain't coming out the mouth of Eastside. This is coming out the mouth of a real day oneer. Eat a fucking dick.
Fuck 'em.
ICP didn't do nothing but style jack these motherfuckers and take it to the bank, and you fools fell for it and got brainwashed. Fuck y'all. You know what I'm saying? And when it comes to regarding Murder Dog Magazine, I brought Nodis and Esham, you know what I'm saying, Mastermind TNT to Murder Dog. I didn't bring ICP. I didn't tell Murder Dog, yo, you got to check out ICP too. No, they fucking, they followed the fucking trail all the way to the Bay Area and stayed up in that motherfucker. And it's been like that ever since. Fuck ICP.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, one more thing. Hygienic motherfucker. Take a goddamn bath, you stinky asshole. Soap and water isn't going to kill you. I get you love the fucking face paint. But you might want to fucking clean under it sometimes, too. Wash it off every now and then. Take full-on showers. Make use of shampoo if you have hair. Make use of soap and toiletries that come equipped with your bathroom. You people are just fucking drips.
Shout out to Juggalo Holocaust, man. Thank you for creating Juggalo concentration camps around the world and burning the face paint right off the flesh of these faggots and sick fucks.
Somebody should be done.
Yeah, definitely. But the few Juggalos out there that are worth the fuck, much love and respect. But that's
Take
only about 10. That's 10%. I think that's about 10%.
And, good shit to all the Juggalos out there. They don't change it. Y'all feel like shitty music. Ugh.
Yeah, man, please. Anybody that would call themselves a Juggalo, I mean, it's like, how can you get up and look at, I'm a Juggalo. The fuck is a Juggalo? I don't know, man. I'm at a loss for words. Shout out to Juggalo Holocaust. Shout out to you know what I'm saying, anybody that ain't doing that weird shit. I don't know, man. I just, you know what I'm saying, I'm loyal to people. Just like when I see someone style Jack fucking Poison Clan or something, which a big chunk of the South did in the fucking early 90s, especially in ATL. You know, just like when I see people style Jack fucking Memphis. You know what I'm saying? You knew a lot of motherfuckers in different areas took Al Capone shit, Skinny Pimp shit, 3-6 shit. You knew they took that shit. And, you know, I got to stand up for that, man. That's just the way I feel. I know you're on that shit too, man. You're all about the preservation of this real shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, fucking new music. That's how serious it is.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Fuck new music, man. I fuck a motherfuckers I used to listen to and still do.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. Go make sure you go to UGSforLife.com, UndergroundSocietyMagazine.com. Now's your chance to get them fucking ads in, man. We ain't playing around. Full page, man. Only $100. You can't beat that shit. Get your fucking ad. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, first motherfucker that hits me up, man, inbox me on Facebook or go to UGSForLife.com, get at Six or myself,
mm-hmm.
and first one to hit us up, you know what I'm saying, that ain't on no swaggy shit, that ain't on no stupid shit, we'll hook you up with a full-page ad, and, you know what I'm saying, we'll get you a small spotlight interview on the Murder Master Music Show alongside a fucking legend. Now, if you can't come out your pockets for that, you need to kill yourself. Straight the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Also, some sad shit, man. Rest in peace again to our brother Matthew. Those of you who want to know him, check out episode 59. He's being laid to rest this Monday. I want to thank the Molnar family. They allowed me to write something that they're going to read at his funeral. And, man, I couldn't be more honored to do that for a fallen soldier, for a comrade at UGS, and just in life, a friend in life. So much respect to the Molnar family and Matthew and everybody that knew him and cared about him. You know what I'm saying? And, man, fuck all you swaggots. You know what I'm saying? Like he would say, fuck the Illuminati. Motherfuck the Illuminati. All you bitches. Fuck you, Jay-Z, man. The Nets, man, got the Bulls tonight. We're coming back. Shout out to Mac J. We'll hear from him tomorrow night. Lovely Velvet Rose. You know, definitely shout out Velvet Rose. Shit, Church Reality, we'll probably be coming with something soon. FTI Podcast be coming with something soon. And just be looking out for the magazine. We're working on that motherfucker. So.
Well, we always got our hands in different fucking pots.
Of constantly.
You, Amy. Hook us up, Amy, before I come down there and bang over the table. And finger pop you till your juice all over my hand.
By the way, though, Amy, man, I like the new look. It's an improvement, mm-hmm. definitely an improvement. The only thing is, should be having UGS for life all over that motherfucker, spray painted. You know, however you want to integrate it in your website.
Or just have the website. The banner should be Amy with her fucking twat spread wide open for me to look into, so I can look at her birthing canal.
One thing I do want to shout out to Juggalos for, those six, is throwing their own human excrement at that bitch, Tila.
Juggalos, listen, fuck all of you. I'd like to bury most of you.
Thanks for throwing shit at that bitch. Thanks for throwing rocks and shit at that bitch. So she liked the taste of it, and she wanted more, but she got cotton candy in her asshole instead.
I approve of what they did to that Tila Tatalia bitch. I can't pronounce a stupid, gooky name. Good shit for hitting Chun-Li with shit. I agree, folks. And if y'all do stumble across another one of, if Kim Kardashian comes to one of y'all dumb, disgusting gathering things, be my guest and shower her with brown
Ray
and yellow
J
oil.
Didn't Ray J suck the shit out of her asshole? Some shit like that. Didn't that faggot Ray J suck the shit out of her asshole?
No, but he ate her pussy like a little boy would. He fucking licked her pussy like a stamp, fucking goddamn amateur. He didn't try to humiliate her. He made some lovey-dovey shit that no one does in real life. The way he was talking to,
because he was acting, because he knew there would
fucking,
rather be a man in there than
fucking
faggot.
Faggot, I would have had her in tears. She'd be in the shower having a wash out like I just did to her. She'd be crying and holding herself, and that tape would have been a mistake. She would never want to leak it. She'd be fucking humiliated for the rest of her life. She'd be scarred.
And
this fucking gay horse shit that Ray J did.
Yeah,
what I'd do? I'd fucking fish hook this bitch twice. You know the fish hook is when you take your fucking finger, you put it right in her lip, and you pull like you're fishing. I take two. I take my left and my right. I double fish with this bitch. Make her stick her tongue out while I do it, too. I'll do it right now while she's pregnant. I'll feed a baby nothing but dick supply and bust his fucking head. Fuck that hoe. I'm going to contaminate that baby's food supply with my nuts.
You sound like UGK pregnant pussy. You know what I'm saying? But, You know what I'm saying? That's just a small sample of KFYB.
Yeah.
So make sure to tune in tomorrow, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. on the West Coast. And, man, we're going to end this shit. Another one of my favorite Nada songs, man.
Yep.
Pop, pop.
That's that shit.
And, you know what I'm saying? This is episode 60 of Murder Mansion Music Show, UGS Radio, UGS for Life. Dot motherfucking time. Support the movement or fucking eat a dick.
Can you hear my battle cry? Can you look me in the eye? Did you feel the heat when I let you crackle in the sky? Don't get caught in the blood shower. Don't die as no coward. The night is mine, cause I was born in the midnight hour. Never should have let my hate for this world develop. See, now I get less than a fuck. It's time to raise the hell a gun. Blast, piggity pop, pop, pop. Crash the deck, it's the season of the head. Hunter, chop, chop, head check. Hypochondriac, insomniac. I'm reaching in my nutsack. Nigga, fuck that, bust at me, I bust back. What's I come out this coma, come about this meditation. I'ma start chasing niggas down with retaliation. Into the ATA, yes, back up in this bitch hell. Yes, what you hearing ain't no fucking test. Just say farewell to the fact that this body count, I'm down to it into one. Cause murder's fun, don't run. My shot is gone, set freeze them till he's numb.
Pop, pop, piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop.
Pop, pop, piggity pop, pop. I don't give a fuck if you a motherfucking cop. What's up now, nigga, finger on the trigger. Boom, boom, grave digger, body bag zipper. You ain't shit, bitch, you gon' die. Made my mama cry, you murdered my brother, why? Seen ya in that squad car, pop that bitch up. Bullets went through your chest, now doctors can't stitch you up. I'm coming to the hospital, critical condition. I know you won't like support, so now I'm on a mission. Grab the ski mask in the fofo mag. Nigga, I won't rest until you pissing in the bag. You killed my brother and now I'm gonna kill you. He won't rest in peace until these slugs feel you. Room 212, I'm sending your ass to hell. Pop steam in the head and watch his body turn pale.
Pop, pop, piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop.
Pop the pill, cock the steel. I've got the skills to kill. Up a Detroit like Grant Hill. You all alone, nigga. Tonight is on, nigga. I got the chrome and I'm busting for your dome, nigga. Pop, 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 nigga, pop. So you drop, 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 nigga, drop. Got that blood clot hole in your head. Chatty ass nigga, I'll be glad when you dead. Once I get to squeezing at my reasons, a revolver, my problem solver. So tell your mama sayonara. Why die, die, dang? Why die, 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 dang? Hey, listen to my clock go pop, pop. And I like that the way your blood be spilling up, fishing up on the cocky so fast. Never let me see you slipping, cause I'm down to blasting your ass. And I got that Glock cock with my finger on the trigger right now. And I know my homie would've did the same for me, so now I'm
pop, pop, piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, 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 pop. Piggity pop, pop, pop.